There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Time. Connection to Doug Steffen and Akos Jankura. Molly Page is here with us as well to work our way through whatever it is that we have that will wonder and surprise us today. As a matter of fact, the product is the Wonder Glove that we'll feature later on in the hour with entrepreneur Sam Jones. Is that really his name, Akos, or do you think that's an alias?
No, I think it's his name.
Real name.
Every once in a while you hear a name, you say, that's got to be his name. How could you make up Sam Jones?
Right. Yeah, why would you?
Yes.
Under the circumstances.
Really, yes. I was just flipping through Facebook like I do sometimes, and I'm looking at this Hubble telescope. Have you ever sort of paid attention to that invention?
It's an amazing thing what it has brought to us for knowledge about the, not only, we think we know a little bit more about our own galaxy, but when you think about the mind-boggling understanding of what's beyond where we are.
It's hysterical. I mean, I was looking at the four greatest inventors of all time, and they actually list Hubble as one of the best inventors, and they named the Hubble telescope after him.
Mm-hmm.
If you take like a big sphere, the 360 degree, let's say you were standing in the middle of this huge sphere,
yep,
and you took one pinpoint and you broke the sphere with one pinpoint, and that's the Hubble's looking through that pinpoint,
yeah,
they see 10,000 more galaxies like ours through that pinpoint.
And the galaxies, by the way, have hundreds, thousands, millions of stars like our sun in one.
That's insane.
One of these galaxies. We're in the Milky Way galaxy. That's what we've named it anyway.
Right.
And our solar system is one of the smallest that can be found. And you think about our sun as this huge blob in the sky of burning energy, and how much power it radiates, and we're 93 million miles away from it. We have this little rock. What is the third rock from the sun? And I was talking earlier, actually, I don't know, Molly, was it yesterday or today? I think it was yesterday, about what happens at the core of, because somebody had called trying to understand what happens to the plates and why is there an earthquake in Nepal or earthquakes in California or volcanoes or what's going on, what sets that all off. Mm-hmm. It's part of the continuing reality of how the planet survives. And when you think, you add all of these things on top, one on top of the other, on top of the other, the core of the Earth, if you drill down 12,500 miles to the core of the center of the Earth, it's so hot, it's almost as warm as what the sun is radiating. And then as the heat then dissipates somewhat, as we get closer to the surface, sometimes the impact of all of that lava moving around inside, because everything under the surface is all liquid. And when the plates change because of the forces of nature that have been going on since the planet evolved 4.5 billion years ago, they lead to holes in that underpinning, and thus that which is liquid comes to the surface and sometimes explodes out because it's too much pressure, and thus we have volcanoes. But I mean, think about the intricacy. This is what really gives people a headache, actually, when you think about it. You got me on one of my favorite things, and I think you knew that.
I just wanted to say hello to Mr. Hubble.
And there we go. No, but I mean, think about all the inventions that have come about as a result of people trying to deal with the various vagaries of the planet, dealing with how to contain volcanic activity, or, you know, what do you do when the volcano cools down? Do you build a house? Somebody developed a way to build a house on rocks. That was an invention. How do you drill into the rock and bolt down the frame of a house so that it doesn't fall into the sea? You've gone up and down the Pacific Coast Highway in California, all these houses that are right on the cliff.
They're still there.
Last time we checked.
And okay. Some of them aren't. I prefer to live on the ground, thanks.
We were in San Diego last week. I was all to think about, when is it going to fall in the ocean?
Yeah, right. It's uncanny. But it's given rise to all these people who have these terrific ideas that are born often of necessity. What is the old expression? Necessity is the mother of invention. Do you think that's true with the people that we have?
100% true.
They've figured out how to
half
invent.
Half these inventions, things. If you think about it, half the inventors find some problem. I guess you bring up a good point, because there's two types of inventors. I've always said it to John. Half these guys are solving a problem they found,
mm-hmm.
and half these guys are just creating stuff that they think they're going to get rich off of that really don't mean anything.
No. Well, it's like people who...
That's the two different types of inventors.
Well, you know what it's akin to, Akos and Molly, is the writing of a song. Some people with the writing of a book or anything that's creative. There are many people, and I think the best ones will tell you that they wake up in the middle of the night, I got this lyric in my mind, I'll write it down on a piece of newspaper or a napkin or something, versus the people that go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. Remember that movie that had the English actor and Barrymore. Drew Barrymore was in it, and... Who's the nice, pleasant English actor that everybody likes?
Colin Firth?
No.
No, oh. the one is always no. with...
Right. Yeah, exactly. That one.
That guy.
Oh. Yeah, him.
He
anyway.
With prostitutes or something.
Yes, that's guy. Exactly oh. where they are, yeah.
Oh,
Right. Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
I know, mine too.
He's Elizabeth Hurley's ex-boyfriend.
Yes, right.
I can remember her name.
Yep, he's everywhere. He's probably the most popular British actor. We just can't come up with his name at the moment.
Richie Savas.
No, Richie's not there, so he can't save
he's
us.
Not there?
No. Gone to, where'd he go? Went to New Orleans to the jazz festival. Okay, so anyway, not important to the story.
I just wanted to say...
Hugh Grant.
We all got it at
Hugh
the same
Grant.
Time.
All right, so anyway... Where was I going with that?
I was talking about some boring English.
Oh, no. Oh, I saw the movie with Hugh Grant and Drew Barrymore, mm-hmm. and the story was about a pianist who was a composer who had lost his touch. He couldn't write the lyrics or the music to songs anymore, and he found Barrymore, and she helped him. He took credit, and she was the one who was actually writing all of the music. So the reason I bring this up is because some people who are inventors or some people that are creators can do it just because it's there versus others who have to work at it.
Right.
And I think that that's, I think that's there's something to be said for that. All right, you know what what I've been dying to do with you all week long?
I hope you're talking to him.
Yeah, I'm talking to Akos.
Okay.
We have a commercial now for a product called Squatty Potty. Have you heard of that?
I'm just wordless at this moment. I'm just speechless.
Go on. You're sitting on John's side, so you have the computer in front of you, right?
I don't have the computer.
Oh, you know,
I don't know what this computer is you guys always keep talking about.
Oh, you haven't got a computer. Well, find on your... You have a handheld device.
Yes, I am.
All right, go
Squatty
to
Potty. All right.
SQUATTYPOTTY. Squatty Potty. This is an invention...
Oh, got it.
...that was... it actually came out of a circumstance where a fellow was trying to help his mother who was having a problem eliminating. And so, as I thought about this... Really and truly, this is a legitimate advertiser on my program. They're trying to sell these to mothers for Mother's Day. And so I was thinking...
I just went to the website just the moment you said Mother's Day present. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
Yeah. All right, everybody's got to pitch something for some reason or another.
Yep.
Some people think it's a great idea. Others think it's a horrible idea. But at any rate, the reason I bring it up is because this is an engineering feat. This fellow saw a need, and he ended up becoming successful because he went on to Shark Tank, and one of the guys on Shark Tank bought a piece of the action. And so that's why they're advertising, because the Shark Tank guy, I don't know which one it was. Maybe we can find out by nosing around. Who's more likely to buy this? Of the five people on Shark Tank, who would you think would be the one who would buy into this?
I would say that this particular invention is not going to go anywhere.
You don't think?
No. I know. I see all the benefits to it.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, how would you sell it?
I can't put it on live shopping because they won't cross that line.
Really?
Yeah, they won't, even though they should cross the line. It's a really great product. I think it's really healthy for
it
them.
Is. It's a great product.
It's the marketing challenge is how do you bring this message to people without, I don't know.
Without having some kind of vivid imagination.
Let's get the ladies' the point of view, because, you know, it's a Mother's Day present. Also.
Right, all right. So, Molly.
Molly, yes. So what do you think of this squatty potty?
You know, I think it's very helpful for some people who need that.
It's very tactful, isn't that tactful?
Well,
I think it can be a helpful gift. I think if that's all you're giving your mom, you should probably buy her flowers.
I have an email from somebody very close to me who said, the squatty potty is the worst Mother's Day gift possible. Now, that's from someone who is very private, not interested. This sort of approach would turn her off completely. But there are a lot of people who will be helped by this. And so it finds an audience and it finds a market, frankly. Yeah. And that's kind of what inventing is all about. That's what My Cool Inventions is all about.
Right.
So if you're interested in one of these, by the way, they're available at Bed Bath & Beyond stores or at SquattyPotty.com. It's 18 after the hour on My Cool Inventions.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneering cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want, from the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ live sound and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com and enter the secret code 7575. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for 7 days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7575.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. We were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage, as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now 23 after the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio. I haven't heard too much from Molly.
Oh, what's I'm going here. On there?
Molly's stung by these squatty cars.
Molly.
Yes, vicious.
I got sock puppets, and I'm kind of playing this out.
Yeah. Sock puppets. So Molly, get this. You might be interested in this. We started a club a few weeks ago called the Da Vinci Club, and I just got a text from one of them. They said we want to test the squatty potty. So what we do is we put a call out to what we wanted 100 people to just call us and sign up for the Da Vinci Club. So what they do is every month we send them an invention. In our next big contest that will be announced very shortly, will also involve not just a vote, it will also involve people testing the product. So the listener will test the product, and then they'll send us a little bit of a questionnaire they have to fill out, and the listener gets the invention for free. So you just once a month to send them an invention. Yeah. And by the way, I don't know if you mind me plugging this, but if you want to get involved with that, just call us at 1-888-877-0490. We're still looking for about 6 more people.
To test the squatty potty or whatever? What happens is
these are really devout listeners, Doug. Yeah, so what happened is the listener who's on, I guess the Da Vinci Club people, they listen to the show.
Right.
And I just got a text that they want to test the squatty
potty. What a concept.
So I need 50 squatty potties to send out so we can test them. And then I want the questionnaires sent back.
There you go.
And I want to, so anyways,
ooh, Ray.
Squatty potty.
All right, so we have John Creamans up in Minnesota. But he's still doing his homework for us. The inventor from yesterday ended up with 86%.
Yes.
That was Michael Hernaus, who had the GPS unit to track pets. And
I like that invention. I really liked it. I wanted to track luggage with it because I always lose my luggage.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
A great luggage tracker.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Why would it be a different application? Just stick the tracking device somehow in one of the pockets of the luggage. I actually thought that was genius when you suggested that. Because how many of us haven't lost it? I refuse to check luggage anymore. If I can't put it in a bag that I can put over my head, I don't take it. Because it's just, you're inviting. You can't travel like that because you got so much stuff when you go here, there, and everywhere.
I have props and stuff, and I've got a change of clothes. And John, by the way, I think John's going to join you guys tomorrow morning because HSN called me. I'm on 9 a.m. on HSN.
Oh, you are.
Bet a basket.
All right, because tomorrow we have Dream Big America.
Yeah.
We'll have
John's
the winner.
From Minnesota.
Okay. The winner tomorrow will be announced of the Dream Big America contest for the month of April. And we'll start tomorrow with the first of the series for May, bringing together a lot of the folks from My Cool Inventions and Dream Big America so that you can help and support these people. A lot of folks who listen to this program. Interesting you just said what you did about that club, because we have, there's almost, I don't want to say a cult, but we have, this is one of those unique opportunities where people of like minds come together to support others of like minds. And that's really the concept here, of bringing people who have ideas, give them support. It's kind of like this thing, I don't know if you've heard of the School for Men. Have you heard of that, Molly?
School for Men?
The School for Men.
School for Men.
Yeah.
What do they teach them?
They teach men.
That's exactly what I want to know.
They teach men how to be men. If you can Google it, it's something that's been around for a couple of years. The School
for Men. We
should
call that recess.
No. This is something that's very good. The School for Men. Yeah. .com. A fellow who founded it is going to be on with me tomorrow. This is a
look at it.
Yeah. It's a very and it's a club of people like our club. That is aimed at advancing men's maturity, if you will. You know, men need to grow up. And it is, the women will probably tell you, the men need to grow up. Celeste would probably tell you on occasion, you need to grow up. Molly, I'm sure, would tell somebody, you know what, it's time for you to grow up.
And so this guy
came up with an idea, and I think that's really what we have the
best. What's the cost?
Best.
How much does it cost?
Well, it depends on what.
And what do you do there? Do you have the steak and play football? Or
No. It's not like that at all.
Be a gentleman? Learn how to wear your clothes better?
Read the thing. I think you'd be intrigued by it. Yeah.
I'm going right now.
I tried to Google it. Nothing came up.
Well, the. You have to do the.
Yeah.
School for Men.
Men.com.
Yeah. 28 past the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Akos Jankura, Molly Page, and soon we'll be joined by Sam Jones. Just to recap what's happened so far this week on My Cool Inventions. On Monday, we had a fellow named Dr. Sudiker, who had a mobile media sort of creation, a sharing service, a sort of a specialized thing that would be used in businesses that are trying to update what's going on in their business in real time. I think that's what I understand it to be, Akos. 86% thumbs up. On Tuesday, a fellow named Tom Rossi was here, and he had this new sort of life-saving device that fits in the cap of a lip balm cylinder, if I got the gist of that correctly. 87% thumbs up. Yesterday, Michael Hernandez, with the pet tracking device, 86% thumbs up. So we'll have Sam Jones on in a moment explaining the concept, because this is a unique My Cool Inventions concept. Why don't you, before we bring Sam on, Akos, explain to everybody how it was that you came up with this idea to have people support for a couple of hours every morning after they're off the air. People can vote until noontime Eastern time on the inventor, and they do it with abandon, but more when they're on the air pretty much in that time frame, right?
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting about these votes, as the show goes on further and further in time, we get these more dedicated listeners who are really tuned in, and they're basically feeding back. And I think the nature of our show was to lift families, one innovator, one inventor, one American at a time. And I think everybody out there has that same feeling. That's why we watch Shark Tank. That's why they watch Dragon's Den. We root for the underdog. We want people to win, right? We want people to succeed. And I think we're really grateful when people vote, because people can vote by going online or texting to vote or phoning to vote. And we when we phone to vote, we have a core group of people that seems like they call every day. So I know that
really?
People love
participating. People who are supporting it, yeah. Carrie, can we have a little more volume on ACOS? Yeah. The inventor today is Sam Jones. The Wonder Glove is a cleaning glove right. that actually agitates and absorbs at the same time. So you're going to introduce us to Sam, and let's figure out what his story is.
So, Sam, I love this invention. One of the reasons is because around the world, I'm a category leader in the cleaning category in all the a lot of QVCs in Italy and Germany and Japan and UK and London. And, of course, here at HSN, you see me on air all the time with cleaning products. So this particular product caught my eye. It seems to be a glove that not only sort of soaks up stuff the way a sponge would, but also has special engineered strips and things to agitate surfaces. And I guess we're always grabbing cloths and things like that to sort of scrub. I guess now you've got this glove you're wearing on your hand that might make it faster and easier for people. Sam, so welcome to the program. Did I get that right?
Yes.
So explain to everybody, like, what is, like, in your words, like, describe it, because everybody's on radio listening. So describe what it looks like and how you came up with it.
Okay. It looks like a oven mitt, but it's made of fleece or sherpa, which is good for absorbency. They use it in making diapers, cloth diapers. And it also has Oakland fiber stripes on it. And Oakland is made, it looks like indoor-outdoor carpeting. And that's what it is. And as the ophalin is agitating and wicking the moisture and dirt particles into the fleece, so you're constantly agitating and absorbing the cleaning agent, and it's burying the dirt particles.
So when you're using it, do you wear one of them, or do you wear one on both hands?
I use them on both hands and feet.
And feet?
No, I'm kidding. No, yes, just one hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I always wash my glasses with my feet. Yeah,
this picture of a guy cleaning with all four paws.
Yeah.
So you wear them on both hands or one hand, right? Go ahead.
Just one hand, yes. That's all you need is just stand up. It's virtually good for any surface.
Did you get a patent for this?
Yes, I did.
So what did you get patented? Because, you know, clearly, like, sponges, you know, you can't patent a sponge.
You can't glove. Yeah.
I mean, gloves you can't patent. So what was the thing you got patented on it?
I got the claims are that it absorbs and agitates at the same time.
Absorbs and agitates.
So as you're agitating the stain, it's also absorbing it.
So when I'm cleaning a kitchen counter or maybe a bathroom tiles or I'm on the barbecue cleaning up, so that's kind of the use of this thing, right? Put a little cleaner on it, walk out there and start mopping up.
I was in the cleaning business for 30 years. I owned a commercial cleaning company, and there wasn't anything to spot clean carpets with. I mean, you grab a cherry cloth towel, but by the time you get there, it's already dry and it's a spot. So I came up with this four-spot cleaning carpets, and then I found that it had very many more uses. It's great for cars, the interior and exterior.
I'll tell you what we do. I hear you going into a pitch. So let's do a formal pitch. Let's do a 60-second formal pitch. What we're going to do, we're going to play a little music. We're going to start, you know, we'll give you 60 seconds to pitch it. It's kind of like a minute to pitch it, and the listener will vote. They'll vote thumbs up or thumbs down, and you'll be in competition with the rest of the inventors this week. You can go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, and then you can see the description of the product. Vote thumbs up or thumbs down. You can text to vote if you're out there on the boat. You listen to us, text the word thumbs up, all one word, or thumbs down to 22333. Two twos and three threes, that's the texting number. Or if you like me, a little old fashioned, phone us 1-888-877-0490. 888-877-0490. So, Sam, are you ready to pitch?
Yes, I am.
Let's pull the trigger.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Yes, my ideal was a cleaning glove. I was in the cleaning business for over 30 years, and I needed something to spot clean carpets with. Terry towels weren't doing it, and so I came up with a cleaning mitt that looks like an oven mitt, but it's made out of Sherpa, because Sherpa has a high degree of absorbency, and it has three lines of Ofelin fiber that is found in indoor-outdoor carpeting, and that agitates it and wicks it into the fleas. So you're constantly agitating and absorbing the stain. Well, I found out that not only is it good for spot cleaning carpets, but it can be used on many, many surfaces. It's good for chewing gum and wax removal, or candle wax removal. It's good for cleaning your car, interior.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Well, the time ran out on you. I see the voting coming in, so if you've just heard the pitch and you want to vote, text the word thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. That's 22s and 33s. Go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, and just vote thumbs up or thumbs down. Sam, I've got a couple questions for you.
Are you selling this?
Now, is people actually buying it from you? So I went to myconventions.com, went to the vote button. I'm looking at the product right now. Where did you make this? Like, where was it manufactured?
Actually, I was so lucky. I found a manufacturer right here in Indianapolis, Indiana.
So Indianapolis, Indiana. And how much does it cost for a Wonder Glove?
It costs $14.95, but it's well worth it.
No, that's not what I'm asking. Hold on a second. Wait a minute.
How much does it cost to manufacture?
To manufacture? It cost me about
$3. All right. So here's something that I'll give you advice on, just from the cleaning perspective. Bottles of stain removing cleaner. In the last 10 years on HSN and QVC, I've sold about 30 million bottles. worldwide, the number's over 200 million bottles. And every single one of those bottles, I could have thrown a glove in. However, I wouldn't have been able to do it for a $3 cost. Why aren't you making that for the? You know, I would guess that product. And I know my manufacturers are overseas. That's got to be under a buck or maybe a buck and a quarter, depending on packaging. So why would you not go to the mass market and make hundreds of thousands of them? Yes, you did that.
We, as far as manufacturing,
yeah,
we tried getting it manufactured in China, and we sent them a sample, and then they sent us a sample back, and it looked great. But when we made our order, they sent us 10,000 Wonder Gloves that we couldn't use.
So basically, that happens. You know, I think it happens everywhere. It happens certainly in China. I mean, what I do to solve that problem, I have my own person on the ground who handles all the quality assurance, because certainly I can't buy something and misdeliver it to a QVC or a home shopping network. You really should do that, because I think your product is great. I think it's a good idea. I think it doesn't stand alone. I don't think it stands alone as a product. It might maybe on a grocery store next to the cleaning supplies. But it's an upsell, I think. I think it's a product that people buy in conjunction with something else.
Right.
So I've made a decision to clean my kitchen counter. I pick up the kitchen counter cleaner in the grocery store and I say, oh, look, there's a glove I could use. So it's kind of like a secondary decision. But $15, when a bottle of cleaner's $5 to $10, is not a secondary decision anymore. You got to get that product into about $5, $6 retail. Doug, what do you think? What are your thoughts on
that? I'm here reminded of a person in my life who's very much a cleaner, clean freak, and but she's very interested in her hands not being affected by the vagaries of whatever solutions are cleaning the dishes or cleaning the counter, cleaning the sink. And so she wears these plastic gloves.
Right.
And I was trying to put this Wonder Glove into that place, and I'm trying to. I hear you describe what it does. You got to go to the website and actually see this thing. But I don't know. At first, I've been all over the place with this, actually, Sam, as I listen to you, thinking that when I used to clean my dog's teeth, it was a little bit of a glove that had a scrubber on the end of it you put in to clean the teeth. And this seemed like that, the same sort of a glove. But you'd want to have them on both hands. And I think what I'm hearing Oikos say, and this is the guy whose advice you should take over and above everybody's, is you either sell it for less money or you put two together with some kind of cleaning product that Oikos has and sell it for $19.95. That would be more because you get a little more volume in it. But I feel I sense a little trepidation, not fear, but hesitation in you in the marketing. Oikos, am I imagining that, or do you think?
I think Sam comes of the same ilk as I do. I mean, we work a lot of trade shows. I was also in the cleaning business, and this is one of those inventors where Doug, we were mentioned earlier, who has a problem and came up with a solution for a problem.
Yes, right.
And his heart is in exactly the right place.
Right.
It's exactly the right place where he should be.
Yep.
Except I think this is a product that needs to be in the mass market. It might need to look a little prettier. I'm looking at the website picture. I like it to be a little more aesthetic.
It's all about marketing, appearance.
Yep. And I could move. I'm honest to goodness, if this is a true blooded patented invention, I'll license it from you, but we got to work with a manufacturer who got this into the product so for I can add a dollar to my kits and throw it in. I just came back from Italy and UK, and I sold, I don't know, 10,000 kits of all-purpose cleaner. You know, an HSN, I'll be on next week and selling, and every time I go on air, it's 5,000 to 10,000 units of, and Doug was with us when you were there in the green room witnessing us sell those volumes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine this glove on every bottle of stain remover?
Yeah,
perfect, right?
Yeah, that's what you got to figure out how to make it an add-on or something else with it and jack up the price a little bit. All right. So if you are interested in supporting Sam, and it looks like an invention that's worth supporting, understanding it, if you will, text thumbs up or thumbs down, as Oikos says, to 22333, or you can dial 888-877-0490, or you can vote at mycoolinventions.com. But this is something that has legs. It requires a little more sophistication than what it's got, but let's see what the audience comes back with. You could very well, Sam, take the week and then be on the Dream Big America contest a week from tomorrow. It's 13 before the hour on Cool Inventions Radio.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality floor you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered our already low prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate at big box stores? We've got solid pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. And gorgeous premium quality Bellawood pre-finished hardwood and bamboo for an incredible $2.49. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. For beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less, see the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico is available 24/7, unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/never. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit EcoTools.com.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The process of returning to normal in Baltimore is going to take some time and some healing. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. For a second straight night, there was a citywide curfew in Baltimore, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Overall, it was relatively calm in the aftermath of the violence and looting from this past Monday. More demonstrations are expected today over the death of Freddie Gray as the investigation into the severe injury suffered while he was in police custody continues. That spinal injury led to his death. On Tuesday of this week, schools were closed in Baltimore following the rioting. Yesterday, schools reopened with no reports of significant problems. School CEO Gregory Thornton said restarting classes was the right move.
It was important for me to have school today. I wanted to get back to normal. I wanted to get back to the routines.
Some of the students expressed concern over the way they are being portrayed. Dominic Carter goes to Frederick Douglass High School.
The way that we're portrayed on television is that we're a bunch of thugs and hoodlums, and that all we do is run around and we get violent and reckless in the city when it's the exact opposite.
Elsewhere in Manhattan, New York City last night, dozens of arrests and a protest held there. The chant of shut it down as marchers attempted to block the Holland Tunnel, which leads from Manhattan to New Jersey. Arrests were made when demonstrators left Union Square and marched down 17th Street, which had been blocked by officers in riot gear. This woman describes what she saw.
Well, it looked like the police were looking to arrest people that were in the street, but there's no other place for people to go in this large group of people.
There were protests held yesterday in Boston, Minneapolis, and elsewhere. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower yesterday, reacting at least in part to the latest outlook from the Fed. The Federal Reserve provided no new guidance on the timing of a hike in interest rates. Many economists now believe it's unlikely the Fed will raise rates before September. The Dow fell 75 yesterday, finishing at 18,035. NASDAQ lost 32 points. S&P down 8. A recall to tell you about: Ford recalling almost 600,000 vehicles. The company announcing that 518,000 Ford Fusion, Lincoln MKZ, and Ford Edge vehicles will be recalled because of faulty gear motor bolts that could break due to corrosion. That malfunction could cause the loss of power steering. No accidents have been reported as yet. Another 50,000 vehicles are being recalled due to a problem that can cause the fuel pump to seize. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont plans to challenge Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination for president. Sanders is an independent but will run as a Democrat. He told USA Today he feels there is grassroots support for his candidacy, which he says is about ordinary Americans and not billionaires. Sanders to officially announce his White House bid later today. And finally, if you're a diehard NFL fan, tonight's a very big night. It's the start of the NFL draft. 7 rounds in all, stretched over 3 days, being held in Chicago this year. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have the first overall pick, and they're expected to take Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston, who has wonderful ability and plenty of off-the-field baggage. Personally, I'm much more interested in the last pick of the draft, round 7, selection number 256. Here was that pick last year.
With the 256th pick in the 2014 NFL draft, the Houston Texans select Lonnie Ballantyne, defensive back from Memphis.
Number 256 overall.
We're looking forward to having Mr. Irrelevant come to Newport Beach.
Yes, Lonnie Ballantyne, Mr. Irrelevant. That name and the honor that goes with it has become a tradition for the last pick in the draft. Ballantyne was the guest of honor for a week-long Mr. Irrelevant celebration in Newport Beach, California last summer. Hey, listen, it's better to have been picked last than never to have been picked at all. Something I kept telling myself growing up. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Know-how!
Few things in life are as annoying as bed wiper blades. Good thing Napa's got 20% off AccuFit wiper blades. That's 20% off, plus a $5 rebate by mail when you buy a pair. New blades means a lot less. A lot less. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/15.
I want to run through the halls of high school. I want to scream at the top of my lungs.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay-Zone. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.